Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Like that, doesn't it? A lot of people speaking,
yep.
A lot of people not listening. The words of that song are very interesting. That is Disturbed, the Sound of Silence. And I welcome you back and appreciate all of you that are listening, WCGO, KZNU, all the stations, Alabama, Oregon, Missouri. Thank you for tuning in, because this is just, I love topics that make me think. I love topics that are somebody that goes and does the homework, the research, and can bring it to the show and open up a new dialogue. Amen. Love that. Also, by the way, Monday, frankspeech.com. This will be the rival to Facebook. This is Mike Lindell, My Pillow Guy, and it launches on Monday. There's lots of press releases. You'll see some news on it today, and censor free. And so a lot of people jumping over to that platform, myself included. And I just wanted to let you know that this show will be one of their featured shows that the audience will be privy to, and I really appreciate that. It's going to be amazing. I've been on a lot of Zoom calls and everything else this week, and he's doing a tremendous job. Go to mypillow.com and order products there. You're going to get the best sheets and towels, and MyPillow, the blue one, is the one for snoring, and you can only get it on the website. Order the blue label. The blue label one for snoring, the MyPillow. It's awesome and it works. And I just want to tell you, put in the code Kate and you'll get 30% off. You'll get 30% off, and it's quite a deal. And I'm telling you, it'll help support this show, and it helps support what Mike's doing. And Mike even bought his own servers. He bought his own servers. He is getting shored up, and he spent millions. And I am telling you, he is invested in this. It's going to be great. And frankspeech.com. All right. My guest this hour and next is author Gary Wayne, who has written the book. It's such an amazing premise and title, and I love that he's delving into this. The Genesis 6 Conspiracy, How Secret Societies and the Descendants of Giants Plan to Enslave Human Mankind. And I would imagine that reading for the audience must be Genesis 6. You must go and read this, exact right? It would help.
It would. It's where it all starts.
Exactly.
So, and then it'll go sort of back before, and then everything again that sort of rolls out of Genesis 6. But, you know, and it's one of those verses that, as you know, when I came back to Christ, I was reading through the Bible and I read Genesis 6, 1 through 4, and I just said, I'm not ready to deal with that. And I just sort of kept on reading, and I think most people do. But if you want to understand what's really going on today and what's going to happen and really how history and prehistory was shaped, you need to understand those four verses.
I agree with you. So when you're introducing this topic to people, and you could come at it from so many things, because right now with what they're doing with DNA and RNA is so scary to me that I'm hoping that the audience understands the, you know, look at what is happening to our bodies and what they are forcing on us, because if this was ever about our health, people would want it. They wouldn't have to be forced into it, marketed into it, advertised into it. So they're definitely pushing this thing so that people out there can have a normal life, which should tell people volumes. But I'm sure that your book now, with the events now, because this was written just a couple of years ago, nowadays you must just be freaking out right now, the road that we're headed on.
There's always surprises along the way, but certainly directionally is what, you know, mm-hmm. one would expect if they're well-read or well-versed on an entire prophecy. But I have to admit, I've been astonished as to sort of how the pieces are coming together. Even though I talk about how it's going to be a left-wing end-time world government, I had not realized as to how deep they had already reached into the level of that type of political level, and even to the level of the oligarchs, which we're seeing becoming very, very prevalent in the West with the large corporations, and how they're involving themselves in politics right now.
Yeah, I was kind of blown away on that this last year. I was really, really shocked about that.
Disappointing.
It's disappointing. You think that people would be fighting against that more, but now we've got a lot of different different type of enemies at the gate. So that's anyway, Uncle Milton.
Well, it just goes to prove that
right.
Power is worth more than money.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about bloodlines too, because bloodlines are very interesting in this, aren't they not?
Oh, extraordinarily important, and it's one of the keys. And if you wanted to understand secret societies, you have to understand bloodlines, and you have to understand different kinds of religion, so you know how that sort of works. So mm-hmm. bloodlines are key to how the secret societies work and where the real money comes from. Mm. And these are the bloodlines that come out of the Nephilim that are before the flood, and or the Rephaim, which are the same name for the giants after the flood. And these are where all the dynasties came from, and the dynasties were usurped by the giants because of their great size mm-hmm. and their great warrior status. And then they populated the nobility class, which set up the whole social structure or the feudal system, which I think is probably the most easiest way for people to understand it, that basically dominated our whole history, mm-hmm. except for a short time in the West in the last, say, couple hundred of years of now. And now they're trying to reel us back. They're not trying to increase our standard of living. They're trying to bring us back to the level of the standard of living of the rest of the world and have this small elite nobility class that are ruling.
Okay. You know, you make this very, very convincing case for understanding, and I'm going to refer right back to Genesis 6:4, because when you read this, you're kind of blown, people I think are blown away when they really read this, but it's about the, and it talks about the sons of God in Genesis to be fallen angels who copulated with women, humans, you know, earthly beings, to produce races of giants. Very interesting. People might have just kind of glazed right over that when reading it, but there's something there that's enormous to the preface of your book, too. Very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the creation of that house of dragon, because those watchers were the seraphim angels, which are fiery serpent-faced angels, and where all the dragon allegories and the serpentine allegories that's associated with power, religion, kings, and gods were, that's the source. And so they were the governing angels of rebellious angels before the flood. And they're the same ones that create the same beings in the same way. Let's say in the Greek culture, where you have Poseidon, who's the brother of Zeus, who creates through climbing 10 demigod giant kings like Atlas, who's called a hero and a titan because it's used for both heaven and earth, that term titan. And in the same way, and that's defined as a demigod, which is defined in the ancient terminology as the offspring of a god and a human female. So it's identical, same story. And these are the royal houses that still exist today and that they track their genealogies back to.
So those bloodlines are key. I mean, they really track them. They're very interested in them and they want them. And when people read mythology, I mean, we obviously have mythology for a reason. How does it fit into the pragmatic world of right now, reality today? What is your premise behind mythology? Why do we have these stories and they keep going for the centuries?
It's a really good question. And when you dig into the mythology aspect, you understand that it is an extension out of their history and their religion, mm-hmm. and sort of a converging of that. And you can't really separate that. And of course, the Greeks would look at it as their history as opposed to mythology. So whether or not all of the details are 100% accurate or not, they're mm-hmm. directionally accurate in terms of what happened. And when you start to match that up with the details of all the other accounts of the same types of events, and in this case, the creation of the giants all around the world, they are almost identical in terms of how they tell the same story, which again is totally inexplicable.
Right.
So,
and we have proof with the mounds. I mean, then we have the mounds, and there's a proof of the existence there. That's why I always crack up when people think it was a theory.
and the serpent mounds, and right. you know, you got that serpent imagery again, and you know, the serpent mounds are probably part of the civilization that either migrated south and back north, or just north from the Aztec, which come out of the Quiche Maya and the Toltecs and those ancient peoples with those serpentine traditions. And the Kishimaya have an account of the Xibalba, which are, you know, giants and demigods as well. And somebody wants to Google Camazotz, they're going to, that's C-A-M-A-Z-O-T-Z. Mm-hmm. That's of the house of Xibalba. And you're going to get this image on the internet that looks identical to the Batman suit, because they're called in the Popol Vuh, the house of the bat. They were actually bat giants. And so they have these incredibly different kinds of creations of these Nephilim and Rephaim after the flood and before the flood with the Nephilim that is recorded, as I said, the same all around the world. So we need to understand that there's a lot of history that is accurate, and that when you start piecing all of this together, mm-hmm. we need to understand what happened, because that brought along the first apocalypse. And the Atlantean scenario that I had mentioned was considered the helm of world government with 10 kings. And you have the secret societies, in this case, the Club of Rome, which would answer into the Committee of 300 of Purebloods, which was created, the Club of Rome in the late 60s, separated the world into 10 groups of nations or trading blocks or right. spheres of influence
yes.
that we see coming about now. And in the Bible and prophecy, it predicts these 10 empires of the global government of the end time.
Whoa. Mind blow. Okay. And you're right, because I've studied that history of the Club of Rome. So leading up to this, I mean, when I'm looking at the tampering going on with DNA, and I'm looking at all these things, it should give people a glimpse into what was going on then too, because there are books that were not put into the Bible that exist that you reference in the book too. They just weren't included in the works, but very interesting the things that it says about the things that we were up to with animals and the things that we were doing at the time, right?
Yeah, exactly. They were doing all of these kinds of things. And what people don't know is that the secret societies, and particularly the ancient Masons, and Freemasons are kind of an extension of a larger ancient organization, but the ancient Masons of the Royals, they take their creation and have recorded it, and I've got all of the references in the book, so people don't have to worry about where I'm getting that information from. They take their creation back to the same time as the creation of the seven sacred sciences by Enoch, son of Cain. And there's two Enochs in the Bible, one son of Jared, which is the one that was taken to heaven, and Enoch, son of Cain, who develops the knowledge into the seven sciences. And then it marriages with the illicit knowledge of the angels or the gods in the sixth generation when the Nephilim are created, and you get this organizational structure that is set up that's going to take the world into apocalypse. And that knowledge absolutely took off on an unprecedented level with that emergence of the knowledge from the gods with the seven sacred sciences that we know as the seven liberal arts today that are taught. And we're seeing the same kind of rapid advancement of that knowledge with the same kind of applications of the knowledge as we saw in the past, as we're witnessing people trying to set up a coming together with a global government and global cooperation.
Whoa. Okay, we're going to come right back with author Gary Wayne. Wow. Just digesting. Your book is fantastic, by the way. People ought to get it. It is really good. And it's called Genesis 6 Conspiracy, How Secret Societies and Descendants of Giants Plan to Enslave Human Mankind by Gary Wayne on Amazon. You can get that too. Be right back with author Gary Wayne. Don't go anywhere.
Five, six, two, eight, 22.